A lot of people are worried about artificial intelligence coming for their jobs in the next few years. Now that includes state employees. We've made it to Friday. It's February 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a state bill would require a breathalyzer to be placed in the vehicle of every drunk driving offender in the state. And ice cover on the Great Lakes has hit a low never before seen in mid-February. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
State agencies would have to develop strategies to use artificial intelligence under a measure passed by Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly on Thursday. As Sean Johnson reports, that would include plans for how to cut their workforce.
The bill would start with a state audit of all agencies looking at how they're using artificial intelligence to increase efficiency. By 2026, agencies would have to report to the legislature full-time positions that could be made more efficient through AI tools. By 2030, they'd have to include proposals in every budget for how to reduce state jobs. Republican Nate Gustafson of Fox Crossing says the aim is not to cut the workforce, but to reduce burnout among current employees.
If we can implement that alongside our current workforce, it's going to alleviate a lot of that stress that we've been seeing on our state agencies.
While no one criticized the plan Thursday, some Democrats expressed concern when it was heard in committee. They say it's premature to put state workforce benchmarks in law for a technology that's still developing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Wisconsin bill would require a breathalyzer to be placed in the vehicle of all drunk driving offenders in the state. The device stops the ignition of a vehicle if the driver fails a breath alcohol test. They're currently required for second OWI offenders and for first-time offenders who blow above a .15. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson is the bill's sponsor. He says it's about changing the behavior. Aaron Payton is the regional executive director for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. At a press conference, she spoke in support of the measure.
The proposal by Senator Larson will stop drunk drivers from repeating their offense. It will help change behavior. It will help prevent more needless injury. It will help save lives.
Larson has introduced a similar version of the bill every session since he's been in office, but it has not gotten enough support to pass. 184 people died in drunk driving crashes in Wisconsin in 2022. A bill limiting competition between companies building new power lines in Wisconsin will head to the state Senate. As Joe Schultz reports, it passed the assembly yesterday with no debate.
The legislation would allow owners of transmission lines in the state to essentially call dibs on building new ones that connect to their infrastructure. Utilities, labor unions, and economic development groups support the bill. Those opposed include the Citizens Utility Board, Clean Wisconsin, and Americans for Prosperity. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board. He fears the bill could lead to higher prices for customers.
We have a lot of concerns that this is going to drive up prices for everyone unnecessarily. Utilities shouldn't need to run to the legislature for protectionist kind of legislation like this.
Supporters of the bill argue it would allow companies to build lines quicker and more cost-effectively. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And just a quick note, the Citizens Utility Board is a sponsor of WPR. Ice cover on the Great Lakes has hit a low never before seen in mid-February. That comes amid warmer than normal weather at a time of year when ice nears its peak. Less than 3% of the lakes were frozen on Sunday. Researchers with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say that's the lowest for mid-February since records began about 50 years ago. The lack of ice can affect water quality. Carmen Aguilar is a senior scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Aguilar says she and another researcher spotted algae growing while sampling in the Milwaukee Harbor this week.
They are more than we usually would find in the winter.
NOAA researchers say it's possible ice cover may have already peaked. Only about 16% of the Great Lakes froze during a cold snap last month. Since 1973, average ice cover has fallen about 25% on the lakes. Coming up, love was in the air this Valentine's Day. In today's Wisconsin Life, one woman's day was filled with comedic mayhem. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about a delivery driver, an icy driveway, and a comedy of errors.
There's an old saying about the Postal Service. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night, etc., etc. But if you're a driver delivering a package in the winter to the Lake Halley home of writer Patty C., well, good luck with that.
In Lake Halley, last Valentine's Day, it was a balmy 41 degrees and rainy. When I left for work, I was hopeful the many layers of packed snow on my steep quarter-mile driveway would melt. Instead, it became a bobsled run. Then an Amazon van and its rescue tow both got stuck. When I arrive home, I park at the top of the driveway and start my trek down towards the idling flatbed tow truck. I watch the driver wrap a long strap, looks like a slack fire hose, around a tree. Flatbed man says, I can't get any traction, so I'm winching myself up. Then we'll get a smaller truck down here for the Amazon van. Amazon guy gets out of his vehicle when he sees me. I am so sorry this happened, I say as a greeting. The same thing I just told flatbed man. Our driveway is legendary among delivery drivers. This one tells me he saw our package drop-off tote at the top of the driveway, but he says, when I braked, I slid past it and couldn't back up. How long have you been here, I ask. Just a few hours. I'm getting paid to wait. After my husband Bruce and I eat a quick dinner, I put together a care package for Amazon guy. Bottle of water, ginger ale, sleeve of Ritz crackers, Kind bars, banana. Really, Bruce says as he watches me rifle through our pantry. This from someone who once coaxed a lost delivery driver into the house when his car spun out halfway up our driveway. Bruce often calls our isolated driveway Donner Pass, the California mountain feature named after the family who perished trying to cross the Sierra Nevadas winter of 1846. Unlike for those doomed travelers, there will be no cannibalism in this vegetarian's yard. Bruce served that Domino's driver a sandwich and chatted with him at our kitchen counter until the kid's dad arrived with a pickup and a tow rope. Amazon guy accepts my snack through his open window. The passenger seat is filled nearly to the roof with envelopes and boxes, which means some disappointed sweethearts on this Valentine's night. He reports a new plan. Once flatbed man is out of the way, dispatch will send a four-wheel drive vehicle for the packages and Amazon guy. Nobody knows the slow going of a flatbed tow truck being winched uphill from tree to tree except the guy connecting the strap to the next trunk in an icy rain and getting pulled a measly 36 inches at a time up a driveway over 600 feet long. After waiting here 4 hours, the last two spent watching a rescue vehicle, Amazon guy exits his van with a headlamp strapped to his forehead. He tells me he's walking up the driveway and someone will pick him up. I can't even offer to drive him since the flatbed is still in the way. Any customers who track their packages will see them stalled next to Lake Halley until morning. It'll be at least another hour until flatbed man makes it to the top. Amazon guy is wearing better gear than anyone in the Donner Party. Their wagon train got stuck in snowy, rugged terrain. Eventually, they ate their oxen hide snowshoes. When Amazon guy lifts 1 foot to show me his ice cleats, he falls into the snowbank. How many times can I apologize? How about one more?
Patty C. is a writer from Lake Halley, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org, on Facebook, and on Instagram. I'm Brad Colbert.
And that'll do it for this Friday, and thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, whatever it is that you're doing. We'll be right back here in your podcast feed again on Monday morning. So until then, have a great couple of days. We'll talk to you again soon.